this is the real intro now.
It's the intro, guys. It's the intro.
Yay!
With Homero. And featuring, or maybe not featuring, Crystal. Okay, go.
Sorry. Right there.
Okay, just go.
Okay. Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to A Title to Be. Worked on. I was like, wait, A Title to Be? Okay. No. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to A Title to Be Worked On. I'm Mara, and we have Crystal with us. Say hi.
Hi.
And you can follow us on Instagram at A Title to Be Worked On. Let us know what you'd like to hear and just let's talk. You can listen to us on Spotify or Apple Music as well. Or Apple Podcasts. Why am I saying music? But yeah, maybe in the future you'll listen to Crystal's songs that she writes.
No, that's not gonna happen. Even so, it wouldn't be from my mouth. It would be from someone else's.
Yeah, but you'd have lyrics just as your name. So part of that is your song.
Uh-huh.
Who knows? Let's just see what the future entails.
Who knows?
All right, so today we're going to be talking about celebrity crushes.
Yeah.
So this can be either a physical attraction or someone you genuinely admire for their character, like who they actually are in person, even though we don't know them in person, but you know, from what media wants to show.
Mm-hmm. You just like that person a lot, basically.
Yeah. So, Crystal, who is yours?
Okay, so this all started, okay, just saying, because I got, like, my first real celebrity crush. Well, as I say, where I'm like, I actually like everything about this person, which is, like, SF9's Roon. I'm like, I love him.
What was the show that you said you fell for him?
Oh, because I started watching She Would Never Know. I think that's what it's called. Time I see him, I just inadvertently smile. Like, I just can't help it. Like, it just happens, and then I realize after, and then I just, like, I'm, like, I like, beat myself up for it. Because I...
You end watching all his, like, concert videos or, like, interviews and whatnot.
Okay, I didn't watch all of them, but I watched, because there's, like, too much content out there, man. And I'm not that obsessed about things. But I did watch, like, a ton of, like, his interviews, and, like, of course I watched, like, all the SF9 songs.
Yeah, I feel like interviews does give a little bit into who the person actually is, just by their facial expression and the way they present themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you have to talk about who you are.
Yeah, but some of that could be scripted. Like, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And there's things that they can't say. And they could say, but, like, I don't know.
Come on, sometimes all interviews are scripted. Like, even if you think you know someone, like, that's not, like, through the media. Like, if you haven't met them, you really don't know them.
That is true. 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, I have way too many. I don't sit on one person.
I mean, I do have, like, celebrity
Name
crushes
like.
that I just like, but like I don't think they're like, I'm not like super like in love with the person though.
I guess. I don't know. When I was a kid, I watched a lot of Bollywood, so I have so many Bollywood crushes, which over time, when I found out something they did wrong or something, it would just disappear, and I would be like so mad because, I was so invested in this person.
Yeah.
Like for my Bollywood crush, I want to say for physical admiration, it's this guy named Siddharth Manohotra. And then for like acting skills and overall cute and stuff, and a person, his name is Ayushman Khurrana. He did some good work too, but for my Korean side, there's so many. There's so many. So like Taeyang, Jungkook, obviously. In terms of actors, Park Seo Joon, the dude from obviously. Oh, I really liked. There's too many. I'm trying to narrow the list down. Want to say both the guys from True Beauty have to, especially, what you call it? So do who would that be? That would be.
Oh, shoot, what is his name?
I think it's Hong In-yuk.
Yeah, I think so. I
I'm
don't
sorry,
know.
I'm butchering his name,
Yeah.
but man, that's the guy I would want in my life. I think like that's the guy. Like his role, I want that role in real life to be my significant other, and I'm sure there's millions of other people who feel the same way. So yeah.
Yeah. See, that's also like another thing where I'm like I haven't like really fallen in love with like a celebrity before. I've only fallen in love with their character.
Exactly. Oh, you just can't go back, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's always like characters that you will always love and like you can't not
Like
love.
even what's his name, Kim Son Ho from Startup, the relationship with between the grandma and him, like he wrote those letters.
Oh my gosh,
No,
yes.
like I know he started off doing it fake, but then he was invested in it. That role, like he wrote those words. He fell for that guy,
Yeah.
until like obviously other stuff happened. But point is, that guy was so.
Yeah, like I would
Was
choose
so
that
entitled.
guy. I
Yeah. Which reminds me, so my family friend, I told her to watch this drama because she thought I was overreacting because she saw me cry in it. And I did post it on my TikTok that I was crying in it. And she thought I was being extra. The girl came back to me. She said, I cried throughout the whole drama. And I was like, I told you.
Exactly. My friend, like I told my friend who was watching it too. I was like, I cry so much, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, seriously?" But he was like, "Oh no, I understand, but I'm not emotional. I got emotional."
Yeah, it's so hard. Like, I feel like, yeah, I don't know. Oh, and then recently, so there's this guy on Instagram. He's like a blogger slash fashion designer, clothing. And then like he speaks up about a lot of sensitive topics too. But his name is Sabi Taha. He's basically a social influencer, and he actually made a post about these blankets because he's from Texas and he's half Arab and stuff. So he posted this blanket that like most South Asian families do have. So then I posted mine because he had asked for others. And then next thing you know, he actually shared mine, and I just was like screaming because he noticed me. I mean, it meant nothing. He doesn't. He obviously didn't. But like, he just posted my post, so I'm just happy, and it just made my day. And I was like, I'm dying. Like, this is the greatest thing of all time. So that could be another crush of mine. I don't know. You know, it's so hard to just limit yourself to one kind. Crush. One crush, celebrity crush. Oh, yeah. Even. Well, I actually kind of like Jackson Wang.
Oh yeah.
He looks like a fun guy. Like,
He
I.
yeah, he seems like a fun guy and everything,
Yeah,
like
and
he
he's
does.
very respectful. Like, at least from his interviews, very respectful to the elderly. And, like, even to like other people, but he loves like cuddling and he doesn't give a shit. He's just so carefree.
Yeah, I think everyone like just I don't know why they just like Jackson. Just because.
He's chill. I think that's really it. Like, you just need to be that chill. You didn't. You don't need to become a complicated thing. It just.
But I'm so sad what happened to like GOT7.
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't know, and him, and like I don't know what's happening.
No, yeah, it is what it is. Who else? I'm trying to think of other.
Wow, you really do have a lot.
Yeah, I do. It's usually because I like the character, so it's when you're entirely. Because of that, if this person has impressed me in a role, I like you. And I'll watch other shows of yours or whatever, interviews of yours, and try to figure out if you're actually that cool. And if you are, like, even a little cool, I like you. Like, even, oh, like Mark. If you know which Mark I'm talking about?
There's a lot of marks.
From the band. What mark is it? Well, I should know this. I should know what band. I was legit listening to the song in the car. I'm blanking out here. Oh, well, Mark. The one from Canada.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then I know who you're talking about. The why am I blanking out on what the band is? I just remember that he was on like okay, because I was watching their content like literally but the Super M or whatever, like the super
Yeah.
group that they put he was in there too. I don't remember the what his main group is though. It's a big thing. NCT, NCT. Oh my
Blackpink.
gosh.
Yes, NCT
Oh my
with like
gosh.
everyone in that group.
Yeah.
Oh.
NCT is crazy.
Yo, even Lucas. Oh my God, Lucas. Lucas. Hold on. Lucas. Oh, he's so cute.
Oh man. I'd Yeah, I don't get like this one. I don't like fully understand, but you know. That's why it's amazing for me to actually have a celebrity crush.
Yeah, but trust me, when you watch, like, I'm sure there's so many, like, TikToks on Rowoon and these edits, and girls be obsessing. Like, I totally get it. I get
I think after I like he became like my full like real celebrity crush, I'm just like I think I realize why is because I like big eyes.
Does. Yeah, I haven't really. I need to watch Extra No, Extraordinary You. That's the show, right? I was gonna watch it when it was like coming out, but then I was like, no, I'm gonna wait till it's all out, and then I never came around it. But I
Oh
feel
no,
like
I
I need
actually I'm not in love with that show.
it. Really? Because I heard a lot
Like,
of good stuff about it.
It's very interesting. I like the concept. It's just I couldn't stick with it for some reason.
Interesting. You are not loyal to your man.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
I'm joking.
I thought he was like really good looking before, but like that, like I don't know if it like looks do not capture me. If you notice.
That's good. No, honestly, wow, you make me sound shallow now.
No. Come
I
on,
feel like
celebrity
looking
crushes
at
is mostly for
somebody.
the looks anyways, but like
Yeah, because you don't know who the person truly is unless you meet them, right? So you base it off that, like,
Yeah,
and it
exactly.
dudes, but like, yeah, it's mostly looks that you would. And skills, I guess, acting or singing or whatever talent that they're showcasing.
Yeah.
You'd base it off that, like.
It's technically still all shallow things.
That is so true. Wow. Celebrity crushes, a shallow way to fall in love.
Yeah. But that's why it's just a celebrity crush and nothing else.
Yeah, unless
Though
you're
there
one
are
billion a
people
billion
that
person to get lucky.
oh yeah, the people that get lucky.
You'll
Exactly.
actually end up with them.
But that's amazing because their expectations are still like there of that person is still or like even if they didn't expect everything, they still stick with that person.
Oh, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? So a lot of the times it ends up being like someone not from the industry, someone who's like and who doesn't know them that much in terms of their what they like or what they do. Basically not a fan.
Yeah, most people don't. But then there are fans that end up with like the celebrity. That's why I said celebrity
So
crush
cool.
turned into like real relationship, like,
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
If
it would
like
be really cool,
stars
but
align and like things align up, it'd
I
be
know
fun.
there's like the there is like people like that it happened to them, but
That's amazing.
I don't think I want that to happen to me, though.
Because you don't want to be in the media.
Exactly.
Pretty sure they try to keep their it low key till
But also, like, it'd be very, like, awkward to be in a relationship with, like, a person that's famous.
really, I don't know. I feel like
Like,
if it
it'd
was
be
to happen with
hard.
me, if it was to happen with me, I would never. I would not want to be posting online about it. That will ruin, I feel like that would ruin my relationship with this person if it's online.
Yeah. That's what always happens when things go online, like there's like hate stuff or whatever that comes at them, and it's hard.
Facts.
That's why you gotta not be secretly date. I would hate that though. I'm not that kind of
I don't want to
person.
be secretly dating, but I don't want to like post about it either. Or maybe I don't have social media if I date a celebrity, or I do, but nobody knows.
People will find. They always do.
Then I won't be on social media, or
Oh.
I'll handle his social media.
Well, honestly, I would be okay with it. Like, I don't care if people like hate on me.
I'm dead. Yeah. Sucks to be you, y'all. That's right. I'm enjoying my life.
Exactly. Like, why do you have to care? It's
That's true.
just.
And no, I think the thing that they care about is the fact that like they don't want to ruin their marriage because of what's going around in the media. But then again, I guess that just shows that your relationship isn't strong enough. Whatever. Wow, this is going deep.
This is going
Anyways.
real deep, like we went.
Anyways, I think I could go on about my celebrity crushes, but yeah, I like the guys that I listed.
Do you have a girl celebrity crush?
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. Oh yes, she's a Bollywood actress, but she has done a English movie with Vin Diesel and Triple X, but her name is Deepika Padukone, and she's so gorgeous. She's well put together. She looks great in everything. I personally admire her. I think it took a few years for her to get to the top, and now that she's up there, and she's, I don't know, I just really like her.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think you
I
told me
was.
before that too. I think you told me before that you liked her too, so.
Yeah, like I think, yeah, that would be my woman crush one.
Mine is
Are you?
clearly Blackpink.
Yeah, see, Blackpink, I like them, but my celebrity crush would be the her. And I would, if it was Blackpink, it'd be Rose. But yeah,
I
Rose.
think also for Chang'e, I love her.
Okay, yeah.
Or like now I'm starting to like there's like all these like girl crush people that I love. Jessie also. Do you know her?
I don't think I do.
She did the song Nu Nu Na Na. I don't know if you know that, but like you should watch her, like Jessie Schulter views. They're amazing. And they have like all like the people that I love. Like she interviews like the people like top people.
Oh, okay, I see her.
She's a definition of girl crush. In like the Korean, you know.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Wow.
She did a lot of plastic surgery, though, too.
Yourself.
Like, she's
Oh.
so open about it, too, which that's why I love her.
Okay, yeah, I like a person with confidence. Oh, Jesse and Jackson did like
Oh,
Alive.
yeah. That was pretty good. It was sick.
Wanna watch this. But
Like
yeah.
Jackson, every time his voice comes on, I smile. That's who,
Yeah.
that's who. There we go.
Yeah,
But
you added Jackson to your list.
no. Like it's just his voice.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like it's really just a little thing that just puts a smile on you. And that's exactly why we're like talking about
That's why
this,
it's a
because people
celebrity
who
crush.
bring celebrity crushes are basically people who bring smiles to our face that we can't find in our life.
That's a very good way of describing it. So
I
I
think
say
something else.
Jackson, definitely.
I love how you have like one guy and like a list for girls.
What? I have so many
And
girls that
I'm
I
the
like fall in
complete
love with more. Come on.
opposite. I'm the complete opposite. Actually, from the documentary, I did like Lisa too. Like, I like her like confidence.
Yes.
Yeah, she tried to
Exactly.
have fun. She likes to have fun. I like people who like to have fun.
Yeah, I like people that are like in between, I think.
I
But
mean,
still
I
can
like.
be kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. In moderation is good.
Yeah, that's why I like people like Jesse. But yeah.
I think that's my end. What it, do you
Yeah.
have more?
Probably, but I can't like think of it right now.
Awesome. So, guys, let us know about your celebrity crushes, or if you like the people we've mentioned, like let us know. So follow us on Instagram at AT2, as in the number 2, B dot podcast, and listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thank you, and see you next month, because we will be making it once a month now. Bye.